The introit, the opening psalm for last Sunday, began, "My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net." King David wrote this psalm as a confession of God's rich goodness and mercy. This week's gospel text is a graphic illustration of Jesus' power over all evil, including the devil and all his minions. The account from St. Luke begins with an exorcism, casting out a demon, which was a fairly common request made of Jesus. This exorcism led, ultimately, to the truth that there is only one hope for eternal redemption, that being God's grace for the sake of Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection. Now he was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the people marveled. Some people who hear of our Lord Jesus Christ, who accept that he has the power to redeem us from sin and death, trust that the gospel is true. As a church, we pray that all people may hear of the grace of God, that they do not reject his love, but come to know of the peace which he freely offers. This week, however, we will look at the arguments made against Jesus by those who opposed him and the result of their unbelief. May our Lord grant us faith to hear his word, to believe in him, and to trust in him for everlasting life. Amen.